All right, last week we were towards the end of the Be'er Halacha. Do you have, did I give you last week's?
No.
I'm sorry. I opened it up and I only took it for myself. Okay. So here you go. All right. So if you turn over to the second side, so what was the Be'er Halacha dealing with? The Mechaber, if you remember, brought down both shitas about what a Rishus HaRavim is. First he brought down the shita of Tezayin Amma, and then afterwards in with the Yesh Omrim he brought down the shita of Rashi that you need 600,000. So the Be'er Halacha at length, a tremendous length, goes through the whole thing, but I want to sort of sum it up. So if you look about 13 lines down, right in the middle there, Ayin Kav, Al Karhacha, so after the Be'er Halacha, he brings down all the Rishonim that hold Tezayin Amma. Then he brings down a whole slew of Rishonim that hold 600,000, Samech Ribo, right? So you see the Ayin Kav, Al Karhacha, B'vadai Yesh Lahachmir Kesfar HaRishona. What was the Sfar HaRishon in the Mechaber? The Tezayin Amma.
Not the
Yesh Omrim. Okay? Now, what's his Lashon, though? What does he say? Bevada Yesh Lahachmir Kesfar HaRishona. What does that mean, Lahachmir? There's two legitimate Shitas here, right? You can't just dismiss the Shita of Samech Ribo. Okay? There's a whole slew of Rishonim that hold that, beginning with Rashi and Tosfos, right?
Because we're talking about the Hachmir here to make it a derisive.
Right. So we're going to see. We've talked already about what the Nafkamina is, and he's going to repeat that now. Okay. But we should be Machmir that Tezayin Amma, which is an easier requirement to fulfill, is a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa. And if Tezayin Amma is Rishus HaRabim Doraisa, then there are ramifications for that as to how I can convert that to Rishus HaYochid. Okay, there are limitations. And that's what he's going to say here. Mikol makom, ein bonu koach limchos b'yad ha-makilim. We have no right to protest those who are going to be mekil. Shem sonfin ala poskim ha'om de b'shitas b'hag b'rashi hanal. Aval kol yirei shamayim. Bevada yesh lahachmir la'atzmo. So here it is in two words. First, the term yirei shamayim, and then he says lahachmir what? La'atzmo. Another very important point. So first of all, if yirei shamayim, in all aspects of your life, right? Not that you decide just to be machmir hilchos erevin. Yirei shamayim across the board, right? Then you should be machmir. But again, here he throws in the word la'atzmo. You can't tell other people what to do. You can't tell other people to be machmir. And what is the chumrah that they should take upon themselves according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to Be'er Halacha? Dibizmaneinu yesh gamkin rishus harabim min haTorah. And therefore what? U'memela ein lismach al eruv letzuras haPesach. Dibidim dafka tlasos. Let's just talk about this again for a minute. The biggest nafkamina is that you can't use the Tzuras HaPesach, which again is the easiest way in a large area is to create a Rishus HaYachid. So the telephone poles, the wires, and all of that, you can't use when it's the Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. And the Halacha says we should be machmir to assume that even Tezayin Amma is considered Rishus HaRabim. The West Bengal, whatever you, is Tezayin Amma wide. So if that's Tezayin Amma wide, we have to consider Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, and we should not be able to use Tzuras HaPesach. Okay?
Can you use something else?
So you notice he throws in, and I want to talk about this for a minute because we're going to need it for later in the Shir, in our learning. What does he say? You can't use Tzuras HaPesach, but he does say you can use something else. even if you do have Rishus HaRabim in the Torah, the Be'inon Dafka Delosos. What does that mean? If you do have Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, the Gemara says, we didn't learn this Gemara yet, Yushalayim Il Mole Dalsoseha Nin Olos Balayla, it would be also to carry there. What does that mean? Yushalayim, the assumption was, with Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. But you're allowed to carry it in Yushalayim. Why? It's because the Gemara says, if not for the fact that the doors, first of all, there was a wall surrounding Yushalayim, but there were openings, there were delosos, there were gateways, doorways, okay? If not for the fact that those doorways were closed at night, you were not allowed to carry, all right? What you see from there, though, is that even when you have Rishus HaRabim in D'Oraisa, there is a way of converting it to Rishus HaYachid. But you can't use a Tzuras HaPesach. You have to use a Delis. And yes, you can carry even during the day when the doors are open. Mm-hmm. That's, we're going to learn this at a later point, and we're going to see that. All right? So you see, though, what would you say, what's the difference between a Tzuras HaPesach and a Delis? Why is it a Delis? You can't convert, even if Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. You can see it. So you can see a Tzuras HaPesach. Because you're not a... Here, it's a telephone pole, so it doesn't stand out. You go in there to Israel again, with the Misrad HaDatot of each area, puts up the Tzuras HaPesach in the middle of, right next to the field there, you see a Tzuras HaPesach. Of course you see it. Or your backyard, you see a Tzuras HaPesach. You see that too. So what's the difference? What's the difference between a Tzuras HaPesach and a Delis?
Oh,
Delis
could be is a barrier.
Not just that it's a barrier, not just that it's a barrier, but it's a real mechitza, okay? And again, we're going to learn this at length when we do Tzuras HaPesach. Is a Tzuras HaPesach really a mechitza? And again, remember, if we've extracted one principle about what is Rishus HaRabim, where there is no, I forget the exact words we used again, there was no obstruction to the movement of the people. There's no obstacles. If there is any kind of an obstruction, that removes it from being Rishus HaRabim. Is a Tzuras HaPesach a barrier? An obstruction? We'll have to see. L'chora, no. A Delis is an obstruction. So from that perspective, I see a big difference. A Delis is a Mechitza Bria, a healthy Mechitza. Meaning it's a real barrier. A Tzuras HaPesach is not like that, at least from our initial understanding. But anyway, so with the Mishnah, with the...
No, but it's not hocus pocus. There has to be something.
Oh, of course, we'll get to it. So then what is it? So how does it work? So it doesn't work for Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, but how does it work for Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan or Carmelis? Right? We'll have to see that. Of course it's not hocus pocus. But again, the Ber Halach is telling us here that we have to assume, we have to be machmir on ourselves, like Tezayin Amah, and therefore we can't use the Tzuras HaPesach. And if we do want to make Rishus HaYachid converted to Rishus HaYachid, we have to use the Lasos.
What does that mean, to be machmir on oneself? That we shouldn't rely on what we use as a...
What that means, can be machmir, I decide I don't want to carry in this Eruv. You know why? Because I'm going to be machmir, the Tezayin Amah Mefulash is a Rishus HaRabim. And if that's the case, then this area is a Rishus HaRabim, and this area uses Tzuras HaPesach. So I'm going to be machmir on myself. I have no right to go and tell you, you know, you should be machmir also like me. Why? Because you, again, the assumption is that you know this and you've made a decision, okay? Because you have the right, Ein Lanu Koach Limchos, to protest. You have the right to be Somech on Rashi and Tosis and all the other Rishonim that hold that Tezayin Amah is not enough for Rishus HaRabim. What do you need? You need Samach Ribo. You need 600,000 people. Well, this area doesn't have 600,000 people. Mm-hmm. So it's not Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa according to that Shita. So you can use the Tzuras HaPesach. So I can be Machmir for myself. I can't be Machmir for somebody else. And we've talked about it in general. It's a very important principle, you know, not just by Erevin. Because again, here you have two, that's the key here. You have two legitimate shitos, okay? The question is, Al, the whole question here, that's why you have such a long Ber Halacha, how do you navigate here? The Chofetz Chaim is the Posek Hador, right? How do you navigate a situation where you don't have a Shitas Yachid and then the overwhelming majority of Rishonim having a Machlokas? Here you have a Machlokas, we have tremendous amounts of Rishonim on each side of the issue. And here you have the Mechaber who brings down both Shitas Lahalacha, right? How do you navigate that, Lamaisa? And that's what we're seeing here. That's why we wanted to do this Bir Halacha, to see how he navigates such a situation. Okay, Moshe Smile, Kolakam, Siemens, etc. Okay, now here, the rest I'm just going to say outside. And now he takes the Shita of Rashi. What was the Shita of Rashi? Samach Ribo. And he gives you three Shitas in the Rishonim and the Achronim with a limit that Shita also. Okay, because if you remember what Rashi said there on the mission of Irshel Yochid, Irshel Rabim, he said it was Samach Ribo Nichnasim, that they come in to the city. All right? If you remember, the Mechaber added Bechol Yom. Mishbrua said there, never saw anybody say Bechol Yom. We didn't see that. All right? So, again, one limitation is you don't need 600,000 people living there. As long as they come in, let's say every Monday and Thursday for the marketplaces. Like we know, in Brooklyn, hundreds of thousands of people commute into the borough. Manhattan, 3 million people commute in. Okay, it doesn't matter in Manhattan, because in addition to all the people that are nechnasim, you've got 600,000 people living there. So, all right? There's another limitation to the Shita of Samach Ribo that the Ramban had already mentioned. The Ramban said, even though he himself at the end did not like it, but he said, even those like Rashi who hold Samach Ribo, even Rashi will agree when you have intercity highways, you don't need 600,000. That will be considered a Rishus HaRabim. And what's the Sfara there? Because again, you know, a highway,
access. In and out.
Exactly. Access, no obstructions. Okay? So even if you hold Samach Ribo, it could be, if you have a situation like you have a Route 4 or an Ocean Parkway, even without 600,000, that may be considered a Rishus HaRabim, not only according to the Tez Zayin Abba Shita, but even according to what? The Samach Ribo Shita.
But isn't that also Derech HaMelech?
That Derech HaMelech is another way of saying this. Yeah, exactly. So, Ocean Parkway is not an intercity highway. It's a Derech HaMelech. Okay? It's going to come up in what we're going to do a little bit later. Okay, and then there's finally, not that you need, you should actually read these words. Look at this is very important here. Look, 6 lines from the bottom. Lo havi rishus rabim el shishim ribo. What does that mean that you need shishim ribo? Lav debino shishim ribo. Doesn't mean that you need 600,000. El shiyesh kan derech l'shishim ribo. You have the capacity for 600,000, what does that mean? Klomar, shehei regilim leilachsham anashim rabim tadir kishishim ribo. Wow. This already really limits the shishim ribo. Shishim ribo is like a euphemism.
It really opens it up.
Right. Here, this is a main thoroughfare. Ocean Parkway again. Even if you don't have 600,000,
right,
something like Ocean Parkway would definitely be it was just a rabbin, even according to the Shita of Shishim Ribo. This already really opens it up, as you say. Okay, so we end up, we see very clearly what the Chofetz Chaim held. All right? So here, we have a problem, because Chofetz Chaim held that you need Tez Zayin Amo and Mefulosh. Then how did they have Eruvim in all these cities? All these cities in Europe, you know, in medieval times, up until the 19th century, none of those cities in Europe had 600,000 people. Okay? So they were so merich on what Shita? On the 600,000 Shita. But you see how the Chofetz Chaim paskin, so how did they all make Eruvim? So I mentioned, I think, last week, that the assumption was that the majority of the Rishonim held 600,000. So that was the assumption, you know, the Shulchan Aruch notwithstanding. If that was the assumption, so if the majority of the Shonim held 600,000, so there were no cities in Europe with 600,000 in medieval times. That's how they made a Reuven. Excuse me. Comes the Mishkanos Yaakov in around 1800, and he did his research, and he showed that the majority of the Shonim held Tezayin Amma. This is in 1800. All of a sudden, that turned everything upside down. If it's Tezayin Amma, then how do we have a Reuven in all these places? And that's why a lot of people start to be machmir. And I think I mentioned that the Brisker, the Rav, for example, okay, in Boston, that's one of the reasons. There are other reasons as well why they were machmir not to have in the big cities a Reuven. That's why.
On themselves or on the city?
On the city.
So that's telling them to be.
Well, one second. So look. Look, this is different. I'm not. The Rav is also a Rav,
he's the posek
for the community. You follow? He's a posek for the community. So, I mean, quite frankly, you can ask the same question on the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha, after telling you Ein Limchos B'Yadam Akilim, what does he tell you? Kol Yirei Shemayim Yachmir La'atzmo. But he's telling you Kol Yirei Shemayim Yachmir La'atzmo. So it's an interesting point. But the Mishnah Berurah wasn't telling you La'atzmo either. He's saying if you're a Reish Shemayim, in other words, you know, this is a catchphrase. You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein was used that many times in Igros Moshe, like by shaving on Chol HaMoed. He has a whole long tshuva basically showing that people who shave every day, it's a chiyuv to shave Chol HaMoed, right? And he learns through the sugyas that we learned in Eilim Megalchim. And you see it, it's clear, that's the Gemara's. If you learn them, you know, the right way. But at the very end, he has his disclaimer, you know, it's like a disclaimer. Chol Yirei Shemayim, Yachmir, etc., whatever. So that has political overtones, polemical overtones, whatever. But at the end of the day, just like the Mishnah Berurah can say, Chol Yirei Shemayim should be Machmir, so the Rav also, he's for a Rav, a posek, you can't limit him la'atzmo. He decides also how he wants to be posek for his community, right? But I'm saying the Mishkanos Yaakov was the motivating issue that changed a lot of that. I saw recently Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa came out with a new edition about 3 years ago. I just bought it in Israel. And you should see how thick the book is. So I saw in a footnote there by Rosh Hashanah Rabim that Rosh Hashanah Menarbach found many, many additional Rishonim and Achronim that held from Samach Ribo. So I guess, you know, this is an ongoing thing. The more you research it, the more Shitas you find. At the end of the day, it's not like you can put them on a scale, you know, to see which is heavier. It's really something that you have to use other rules and principles of Psak to determine, you know, what you treat as Rosh Hashanah Rabim or not. All right, having said all of this, so again, we're left hanging. What's our problem? How did they make a Reuven with the Tzuras HaPesach? We have to add that. They didn't put walls around the cities in medieval Europe. How did they use Tzuras HaPesach in all of these cities? So we're going to see it as four or five different ways that they take even the Tezayin Amma Shita and show that these cities, even under the Tezayin Amma Shita, were not Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So let's look first. You have here the Divrei Menachem. You have that page? And you should have an arrow there, right? So Michtava, you have it?
Sorry?
Yes. See who the top arrow is there. So he's responding to a letter he got. Let's start from the Ayin Dalet. Al dasha elaso im ba yoros agadola srichim lochu shlushus harabim daraisa. Shelo yehei hetel esakin hatiltul rak bitlasos. In other words, we have to assume that the big cities are Rosh Hashanah Rabim daraisa where we can only use glossos. Ledati, Bayoros Kitanos, Shederech HaMelech, Overespa. So Badafka, where do you have a Derech HaMelech? In the small cities. So I think we mentioned this. You go into the Catskills, you go into a small city, there's a Derech HaMelech. What's it usually called?
Main Street.
That's a Derech HaMelech. Boom. And, you know, we haven't talked a lot about Mefulash. Overes ba'u Mefulash me Aver el Aver. Yesh Yoseh Cheshash me Aroz Gedolos. What does Mefulash mean?
Yes.
Mefulash means open, right? Straight through, me Aver el Aver. So again, you think of a small town with Main Street. There's no turns, there's no curves. Main Street is straight ahead. It's Mefulash, number one, meaning straight ahead. May Aver le Aver, from one end to the other end. So Hibidafka says, and by the way, I didn't emphasize, who's writing this letter? Harav Shlomo David Kahana. And where does he live? In what city? Varsha. You see that? In Warsaw.
This Derech HaMelech, does it have to be Tezayin?
Yeah, the assumption is it's Tezayin Amma Foolish, yeah. But it's not only Tezayin Amma, it's also Mefulash, and it's also Me'aver Le'aver. So here there's a bigger problem of what? A chashash of what? That's a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa than in a big city. Why? Ki Ha'ata Shel Shishim Ribo Eino Barur. Okay? As the Be'halacha told us at length. We don't understand this Shishim Ribo. Va'mishkenus Yankov B'tshuva Rucho Lagon Kora Tagor Al Ha'heter Hazeh. Umachmir lahatzich delosos. So as we said, Mishkos Yaakov said, no, you have to treat these cities based on Tesayin Amu Mefulash, and you cannot use it through a Pesach. You can only use delosos. Vahaheter shall einu Mefulash muskom v'niskabel. What's the heter of einu Mefulash? That what if you have a big city, and you have Tesayin Amu, all right? But the Tezayin Amma in a big city is not Mefulash, Me'aver le'aver. But Dafka, because it's a big city, so I'll ask you, Broadway, is Broadway in Manhattan Mefulash, Me'aver le'aver?
It is. It goes all the way down.
But what did we say Mefulash means?
No,
but also, straight ahead, Me'aver le'aver.
You mean
it's a 90 degree angle between
straight?
Yeah.
Without curve? There's very few roads.
Okay.
Like that.
So Rav Moshe talked.
Even in a small town, the main streets go like this, you know.
So they know. That's why I emphasized before. What I emphasized before? Main street, no curves, nothing.
So
straight ahead.
So it doesn't qualify.
So here, this is what this Rav Shlomo David Kahana is saying, which is very important. That even Mefulash has to be straight and Me'aver le'aver. And that's why he's able to say that in a small town, there's more of a likelihood that you'll have a real Mefulash with Tezayin Amma, which is a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. But in a big town, even like Manhattan, he might say Broadway's not a Rishus HaRabim. Because it's not Mefulash, Me'aver le'aver. Rav Moshe disagrees with that, but that's what he's saying here. And that's why he says in a big city, you're going to have to be Machmir. We haven't come across anyone's cholik. And what? On which point is he emphasizing? The point of Mefulash may Aver el Aver. That's his key here. Alright? For I'm Beis Yosef, Shepershu, Vamagan Avram, Shepershu, the Mefulashim. What does Mefulash mean? Hainu Shasha'ari Mechuvonim Zeh Keneged Zeh. What is Mechuvonim Zeh Keneged Zeh? There's no curves. Because the shiarim, the gates of the city, are right opposite each other. Bechuvanim zekenegeteh are immediately opposite each other. If they're opposite each other, what does that tell us about the street that connects them? The street that connects them has to be straight.
So you say in the medieval towns that the streets were like that, straight through.
Well, in
a
small
curve.
When you start building a city, you start building with a main street, right? Straight ahead. As the city grows bigger, what do? You don't break up the main street. You add up streets here, you add up streets there. And then finally, even the main street becomes obstructed one way or the other. That is his whole point here. In a big city, eventually, you don't have mefulash mishar l'shar. All right?
But even in the small towns, in the mountains, you know, the roads are all like this.
Okay, so if the main street, if it's like that, then it's not mefulash mishar l'shar. Ein achinami. On the other hand, you go to Woodbridge, it's so small, I think there it is, Mechuvan, or Monticello. Main Street is pretty straight ahead there. You know, pretty straight, if you think about it. No, but we're talking about Tezayinama here, right. Talking about, if a perspective of Tezayinama, you need Mefulash, and it could be Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. According to the sheet of Tezayinama, Monticello might be Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, and as counterintuitive as it sounds, okay, you take a big city where you have Tezayinama, but you don't have Mefulash, that's not going to be Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. So here you see the opening for a heter. What's the heter? That you can, the big cities may not be Rishus HaRabim Daraisa because they're big cities and very densely populated. That's the key. The density is what precludes the possibility of having necessarily Mefulash Mishar El Shar. So here now, let's go down to from the Divrei Menachem. He's the one who's quoting this letter from Shmuel David Kahana. So he says here, Hamichtav, you see that the next paragraph, Shalagon, Rav Shlomo David Kahana, Chashiv Ma'ol B'nigoa Lepitaron, what is Pitaron? To the resolution of She'elas Tikkun Erevin B'Manhattan. It can solve the problem in Manhattan. Shemetaplin Bo'azeh Harbe Shanim V'Machriya Sakaf. So if you use of Shlomo David Kahana's Yesod, excuse me, that you have no mefulash, but often borrow she ain't shum pikbu klash yesh lo tikkun erevin b'Manhattan. They should call Godel who b'halacha maser rav. Okay, we learned from what he did in Warsaw. Or mechtava shel agon Rav Shlomo David Kahana mevuor she ikor hefta tikkun erevin b'ir habiro Warsha she b'meshech arboim shana achronas hoye bo yosef b'shishim robo. So, you know, the Chidush Yarim in the 1800s, the first Ger Rebbe, that's when they made the Erev in Warsaw. There were not 600,000 people living in Warsaw. But pre-World War II, okay, there were already 600,000 people living there. So how could they have the same Erev was still in existence in Warsaw before World War II? So how could that be? Barachovitz Rechavi Yosef Itazayinama Ve'ikar Haheta Shesamcho Al-Tzuras HaPesach. And what did they use in Warsaw to make an Erev? He tells you right here. They used Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, because the gates of the city were not opposite each other, meaning that the streets of Tezayinama were not straight from one end to the other. Okay, so we see here, this is very interesting. Go to the second column. There's a side point here, which is also very interesting. Ubetur Yelod Varsha. I was born in Varsha, he says. He was a young boy, obviously. Zachrani, Shehoyez Manim Shechrizu Bebate Midrasha Sheeruv Niskalkel. Right? What would they announce? Eruv is not up. And by the way, you should learn from the Gabbai Rishon. Always announce that the Eruv is up. Because that way, otherwise people forget, never mind us, that the little kids, they don't even know you can't carry on Shabbos, right? So you got to always announce the Erev is up. So they say, why is he making that announcement? Oh, Taka, you need an Erev on Shabbos. So it's important to do that. V'hoye yuchidei segula shetamid hichmiru atzman letaltel. They were machmir on themselves as far as tiltul goes, which means what? They didn't carry. Now you notice here, what happened? They were machmir on themselves not to use the Erev. Becholzos, lo ola al das mishahu la'arer al heter ha'erev. You hear that?
They never used the Erev.
They never used
because
it.
Because sometimes it was down.
No! They were machmir on themselves because of the Shita of Tezayinama, for whatever reason. They were machmir on themselves.
Why does he mention this Kalkil?
No, he's saying that inter alia, you know, he makes the point, he remembers that they were announced sometimes that the Erev was down, and therefore what? Therefore you can't carry. So he's continuing, and there were some people who never carried. But even those people who were never carried because they were machmir on themselves, they never had the havamina to do what? La'arer, to go out and say that Erev is not kosher. How can you go out and say the Erev is not kosher? Or Rachman Litzlan, what we have in our days, where people will go down, la'hach is to tear down parts of the Erev. You know about that. All right?
In Nigris Moshe, you talked about the Erev that I was doing in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Right? And he actually had a dead fish, big fish, right? Dead fish delivered to his house.
That's more than the Arer.
The mafia delivers a horse's head. The Jews deliver a fish.
Yeah, I listen.
But it's interesting the way, in that, Moshe, the way he describes Rabbi Shoffman, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Chofer.
Of course. Right. Well, we're going to learn some of that. Rav Moshe was very against the Erev in Brooklyn and in Manhattan, but for other reasons. He was very against it. Okay? But again, that was his psak. Okay? He'll never go and say that if you're going by another psak, that he won't tell you the Erev is no good, but he'll tell you what he thinks. But anyway, this is a very important point here, you know? And he goes on to say, V'osa dava b'Yerushalayim, tiknu ha-bezdin Erev, okay, in Yerushalayim there was an Erev, the same thing in Yerushalayim. Also, there were some people who were machmir, and they would never chas v'shalom be ma'arer on the Eruv. I heard that in early days in Yerushalayim, the early 20th century, there would be one day a year where even those people who were machmir not to be metaltel would be metaltel. I think for two reasons. One is to show, there was no politics in those days, but to show that this Erev is kosher, but the rest of the year we're just machmir on ourselves. I mean, that's an unbelievable thing if you think about it. Then also the tzedukim were not moder in some of the dinim of Erev. So that was like an extra reason why they wanted to make sure to show that they were not chas v'shalom bechlal tzedukim. All right. Look, we'll stop a little bit early here. I'm glad that I made it this long, quite frankly.